one of the reasons why we can trust the Bible. Because if you and I were telling the creation story, we would not tell it the way that God tells it. Because we think we're smarter than God. We're really idiots. God is much smarter. But see, if we were creating things, we would put them in a different order. Here's what's interesting. On day three, look down at verse number 11, Genesis chapter 1, verse 11. And God said, let the earth, notice these words, bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit, after his kind, whose seed it is in itself, upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. I want you to notice that on the third day, God gathered the waters, called it sea. He made the dry land to appear upon the earth, and he made plant life to grow on the third day. On the fourth day, look at verse 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. Look at verse 16. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also, obviously referring to the sun, moon, and stars. He makes the plant life appear on the third day. He makes the sun appear on the fourth day. Now, if these are literal 24-hour days, no problem. But if we're supposed to believe that these days are symbolic and they actually represent long periods of time, you know, thousands of years or billions of years or whatever, then the day-age theory has a problem. Because plants were created on day three of the creation week. And the sun was created on day four of the creation week. And if these are actually times that are separated by 1,000 years or 1,000,000 years or 1,000 years, if each day represents thousands or millions of years, how could plants survive without the sun? Photosynthesis is a process by which plants use the sun in order to survive. So you have people who want to believe in theistic evolution, which we're going to talk about in a minute. And they'll say, well, in order to make theistic evolution work, that things just evolved and God just used evolution, in order to make that work, we can't have this six-day week of creation. We got to make this thing last billions of years. So let's say that every day actually just represents a period of time. And it could be 1,000 years, 1,000,000 years, 1,000,000,000 years. Well, the problem with that is that the order in which God created would not allow for evolution, would not allow for plant lives to grow. Plants need sun. So God creates the plants on day three. He creates the sun on day four. Human beings look at it and say, well, that doesn't make any sense. I wouldn't have done it that way. But God says, no, I'm doing it that way to prove to you that I did it. Amen. That these days do not represent thousands of years. That it is a 24-hour day within a six-day creation week.